Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Sean, time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
I'm on the phone, Sean. I apologize, but
it's okay. It happens. Hi, Mike. I'm wonderful. How are you?
You're in studio because you just got through with day number one, show number one of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. How'd things go this morning? I saw a big Ernie Bach donation.
Massive. A big shout out to Ernie Bach. He matched the total we had at the time he was on the air, which is about $150,000. That shot us well over 300,000. I think we finished the show somewhere around 390,000 or something. So we're off to a hot start here for the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is awesome. It's great to see. I've already, what I did, I looked, saw my Venmo account, had some extra cash in it. You know what I did? Emptied it out and donated it to the Jimmy Fund. So, you know, we're feeling real good today. Today's a good day.
Yeah, it's good karma, folks. To steal a line from Jerry Callahan, I thought this is one of the better lines I heard in talking about this event. There are two types of people, Sean. Either you've been lucky, like somehow, some way, like incredibly 1% lucky, and your life and somebody in your family or somebody you know has not been affected by cancer, or you're like the 99% of probably people out there listening where cancer has affected somebody in your family, in your close circle of friends, et cetera. And if you can donate in support of people who have, unfortunately, battled with cancer, or you can get some good karma if you're in that 1% by donating today. If you ever took a shine bet and won, or you faded the Winners Club podcast and won. You should be donating today. Pretty simple.
100%. Yeah, I've lost two grandmothers to cancer. I had a friend growing up who had leukemia as a child. So like I went to high school with kids who had leukemia as well. And so I for one have been affected by cancer all over the place. And so this day to me means a whole lot. So if you've ever hit a shine bet, if you ever hit a mutt bet, or you faded us big time and hit big, please, if you can find it within yourself to donate, even $25 helps. Even $10 helps. Every dollar helps.
Dollar. I mean, and I heard one of the doctors say it today. I'm tuning in on the Odyssey app. You know, the research that happens here, like since I was started doing this back in 2011, I think it was, you know, the research has changed so much. Like the treatments are so different now, 10, 11 years later, but that's only because people donating money shine. Like, you don't just all 100%. Of a sudden have these great breakthroughs and realize that, hey, we can super target and super focus in on certain types of cancer with no money. Like, it only happens because of the donations of events like today and the millions of dollars that are raised by this two-day event and people who help out, Jimmy Fund Walk, different PMC, Pan Mass Challenge things. But those things don't happen without donations. So I think it's far more likely that people faded us and won some money, and that's a good thing. So if you can, you can check it out, jimmyfund.org. You can text KCANCER 222 to make a $25 donation. But I would say jimmyfund.org is the best for those listening to the podcast here, Shime, and really an important couple of days. So good job, you guys. Tomorrow there at Fenway Park, and looking forward. I am not not looking forward to the Red Sox, Shime. This is going to get ugly quick, it feels like to me. I don't know how you feel about this.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of on the train that the Red Sox wouldn't make the playoffs, and it seems like it is now exactly trending in that direction after a momentary lapse of hope that has dissipated, and the Red Sox are beginning to fall apart. So I am ready to bet against them.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities to bet against them tonight. I think you can, if you want to play them, we want to play the Blue Jays run line. I don't think that's crazy tonight. If you want to load up on any sort of player props for the Blue Jays, that also makes sense because the guy going tonight, Josh Winkowski, unfortunately, Shine, like his carriage just turned back into a pumpkin. Like yep. He had a good stretch there, but he is now, and I was looking at our buddy Brian Barrett had this today, he's dead last in all qualified pitchers in baseball in terms of whiff rate, which means he physically, literally can't get a swing and miss. So he's basing his career right now on just trying to get ground balls and double plays. And against a loaded Blue Jays offense, that seems really, really bad. And so people have already bet the lineup for the Blue Jays total to 5.5 at +110. I'm still making that pick. It's my pick on the pregame show tonight. I just have no confidence that Winkowski, a ground ball pitcher, is going to keep it down against these Blue Jays bats. So I think it's a Blue Jays sort of series. Feels like a last stand of sorts for the Red Sox. I have no confidence that they're going to spin out of this. So I'm going to bet the Blue Jays over an inflated 5.5 runs at +110, thinking they're going to score a lot of runs in the series, Sean.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you here, Mutt. I'm all over the Toronto over for team total here. I'm also going to throw out the George Springer over total bases here at over 1.5. It's -105. Basically even money. I think that's a really good bet tonight against Winkowski. I mean, he's allowing he has like a .290 batting average against right-handed hitters. So in a right-handed heavy lineup in Toronto, picking any of these guys is a fine play in my book. So I'm going to pick out Springer tonight, go over 1.5 total bases for him.
He has a .289 batting average against everybody. The league hits almost .300 against Winkowski.
It's unbelievable.
And he was a nice story for a while there. Cutter Crawford has turned out to be the better of the two Red Sox rookie pitchers. Neither one looks awesome. And if you thought that Winkowski was going to be like the great part of the return for Andrew Benintendi, that has not worked out. And from a sports radio standpoint, if I was doing a talk show today, Sean, I would have talked about that sad photo. I think it was it Saturday when the Red Sox were in Baltimore and like Chaim Bloom's in the stands watching his team get the crap kicked out of Friday or Saturday at this point. But he's on the legit hot seat. I didn't think we'd say this, but I think there's going to be real conversations in Red Sox front office about what's the plan going forward. I don't know if he'll get fired, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody else is brought in and sort of part of that baseball plan going forward, because he has had, Shime, an atrocious year at the big league level.
It's been horrendous. And I mean, especially what you did at the deadline, right? You weren't a seller, but you also weren't a buyer. You just sat on a fence. You're the Boston Red Sox. If you want to go full Chaim Bloom and you want to be an all prospect team that's, you know, low budget and you spend your money very wisely, then you should have been selling at the deadline. You should have been selling Xander Bogaerts. You should have sold JD Martinez for whatever you could have gotten for him. You should have sold Nathan Eovaldi, and instead you didn't. And all you did was sell a little bit and then bring in Reese McGuire and Tommy Pham. Like, it's such a crap job that he did at the deadline, and we're getting guys back from injury. Well, Chris Sale was immediately back and injured, and it just because you're getting guys back from injury doesn't mean you can't also surplus the roster in other ways. And so for me, I hated what he did this year. I absolutely hated it, and so I'm curious to see what happens in this offseason or if he gets another year.
You've got the Devers thing looming, Bogaerts contract, a lot of different opportunities. Like, you told me you get Tommy Pham and Reese McGuire and Eric Hosmer like 2 months ago. Okay, I get it. But I'm with you, Shime. It was too little too late. I've been told, I don't know how this physically works, but you can't get half pregnant. And it feels like that's what Chaim Bloom tried to do.
100%.
Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't try to play one on the radio, but he tried to get half pregnant. It was an absolute disaster. So I like the George Springer call. We're both going to be on the Blue Jays over 5.5 runs. We'll have the game tonight as part of night number one. The Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. I will say, Shime, as someone who has an underbet already, on your Patriots, there was nothing Friday night that I sat down to watch that made me feel bad about that bet. It would just reinforce my feeling about this team. They could not dominate the twos and threes for Carolina. Their defense was fine, but was going against, you know, P.J. Walker, who we found out last year, excellent XFL quarterback, not so good when it goes to the NFL. And so I find it very hard to believe we're going to come out of this week in Vegas and get to next week, and I'm going to say, boy, I wish I had bet less or had not bet on the 8.5. I don't know how you felt, but that was reinforcing for me that we're on the right side of this heading into the season.
Yeah, and I feel like you're going to see that again this week against the Raiders. Friday night against the Raiders. I already have a bet locked in, Raiders -125.
What?
Yeah.
Sick.
You're so sick. First of all, Josh McDaniels doesn't lose preseason games. And second of all, this Patriots team stinks. So, yeah, I have a bet already placed on the Raiders for Friday night against the Patriots. It's in Vegas. They have joint practices today and tomorrow. Nothing about this Patriots team has inspired a ton of hope or optimism in me. I continue to be a pessimist, a cynic, however you want to phrase it. You can call me a joyless prick if you want. That is certainly on the table as well. But I don't see it. I see the one good thing I see about this Patriots team is the defensive line. And then you were hoping for something out of Tyquan Thornton, immediately gets a clavicle injury. He's out 8 weeks. He won't be back until halfway through the season. So any progress he had heading into the season immediately gets stopped and put on hold, and if not set back. So I don't see it. Kendrick Bourne has been a no-show in training camp and in the preseason. He was the guy everybody was so high on, especially guys like Brian Barrett were so high on Kendrick Bourne making this massive jump in the year two with the Patriots. I don't see it. If anybody's going to show up, it's going to be Nelson Agholor, which is still not great for you, Bob. It's just it's a tough road to go, tough hill to sled, and I am out on the New England Patriots having a great year this year.
Yeah, any hope that like Bill's going to run the offense, that was out the window. We clearly going to be Matt Patricia, which again I think is going to be a failure for them. They're going to be I think they're going to be a boring offense to watch. People might want to see them run the football and run play action, but if someone wanted a modern NFL offense, I don't think we're going to get it. Maybe in year two, whatever this transition is to Shanahan light. I again not confident in it even long term, but certainly not this year with this offense. We'll get a chance to see them again on Friday. We'll also get our final tour event of the PGA playoffs here this weekend. We got some sad news today. Our buddy Will Zalatoris had to withdraw from the finals of the Tour Championship. There were 30 golfers left. Now there'll be 29, and it's a weird format, Shyam. I know Hannibal's on vacation. He can't join us, but we'll have some ideas tomorrow on the pod with Back Blocked and Loaded for tomorrow morning. And I will just say that there are two different ways you'll be able to bet this thing this weekend. You'll either bet it where just straight the strokes, or you can bet where they're factoring in the starting position. And people that don't know, Scheffler, who's right now in tour FedEx points, he's going to start basically a 10 under par. And they're going to go down from there, and they layer it like the next guy down's 8 under, next guy's 6 under. I think eventually the lowest guys are either 2 or 4 under. And so you can bet on just how they play outright, forgetting the early strokes. You can also bet it where the strokes are involved. And there's some game theory there. Scottie Scheffler's a massive favorite because he's starting with such a big lead, but it's 29 of the best golfers in the world. We saw some craziness this past weekend with guys like Sepp Straka making a run. KH Lee, our guy, made a little run. But I have to admit, I am kind of melancholy that our golf podcast is going to be, I will say, coming to a close, but it really does quiet down after this weekend.
Yeah, it's upsetting, but at the same time, we're fortunate enough that it kind of aligns with the start of football season. This is the last week of preseason.
Next week will be
very slow for us. It will be only baseball and just preparing for football. But once that second week of September hits, we are going to be full gear football all week. You have Monday night football games, Thursday night, and all those Sunday games. We're going to have all kinds of picks out the wazoo for those. So I'm thrilled and excited for football season. So luckily we'll get basically a week break between sessions. We'll go from being a melancholy podcast about golf being over to being a joyful, yippy, skippy podcast about football being here. So for that, I'm excited, but I am upset to see golf go.
Yeah, and I'm trying to conserve my energy, Shyam, if we're going to be completely honest, because this weekend I'm going to have a lot on the line. This weekend is the Traverse Stakes up in Saratoga,
nice,
which is the biggest event of the year, the Midsummer Kentucky Derby. Perennially is the that Friday, Saturday is the most that I bet on races the entire year. That includes the Derby, includes the Belmont. So we're getting locked in on that. And as it regards to the golf, Underdog, which is now, I don't know if they're a sponsor of Maloney 4AM Mego or Lou's doing some stuff for them, but you've heard spots for Underdog, which is like a daily fantasy company on our web, on our station. I'm a huge Underdog fan. And before the FedEx Cup started, they drew this event where basically you were drafting, but your lineup was locked in for all three events. Like, so once you drafted your team, you need to get your guys three. You had to score enough points to advance out of groups of 12 and then I think 30. And then you had to get to the finals with as many golfers as possible. And I was able to get one entry through with the six roster of full, six full guys I can roster this weekend. So I have a one in.
That's awesome.
One in 312 shot at 20 grand. So
that'd
I got a
wild.
Big lottery ticket this weekend. So I'll be sweating out the golf. And includes our buddy John Rahm on there. Thankfully, knock on wood, didn't include Willie Zalatoris. So I got one single bullet against all these DFS monsters for a shot at a decent score this weekend. So if I sound reserved today, I'm saving my energy for what feels like hopefully a very big weekend for me, Chris Shaw.
So I have to tell you, though, I can assure you I won't be betting on Colin Morikawa this week. I was in such a great spot, too, because I placed all these bets as I was driving down to Florida. I placed all these bets when I was in Virginia. I locked them all in. I was so happy. I was so excited. Cam Young and Colin Morikawa weren't going to win. That's fine. It's okay. I had a tournament matchup between Tony Finau and Matt Fitzpatrick. Finau made an absolute push in the final couple days there that really kind of sealed that for me, which was tremendous. And then I had Morikawa versus Sung Jae-im. And all I needed to do, all Morikawa needed to do was shoot par on the final day. And instead, he has a quintuple bogey, and he's like plus eight on the day and just absolutely porks me, which was a bummer. Because I also hit on the Taylor Pendrith top 10, which is
awesome. He was great.
Which was awesome. So it was unfortunate. I ended up breaking even for the week thanks to Pendrith. But, I mean, Morikawa really could have set me over the top there, and he porked me a little bit. So I will not be betting on my guy this week.
Yeah, I have regrets. It's funny you mentioned Morikawa, our buddy Mike D, who's a proud listener to the podcast, the D, of course, for Degenerate.
Of course.
He was texting me on Thursday. He built a BetQL DraftKings lineup based on our show and felt pretty good about it. He's like, Pendrith was good. He's like, I just need Morikawa to get going. And obviously Saturday, Morikawa made a little
great
run.
Yep.
And Sunday, I get the text mid-afternoon. An eight? An expletive eight? So he was listening. He went down on the ship with us there. I was on Cam Young. I had an interesting bet. DK offered it, and it was probably – I was probably not getting the most value possible, but you needed three – I needed Burns, Morikawa, and Cam Young to all finish top 10. Well, it was like 30-1. And it was Morikawa, who you liked, Cam Young and Sam Burns, who I liked, so it was an easy play. And at one point Saturday – they were all like in and outside the top 10, and it fell apart. So my golf betting was not good. Apparently Mike D, the Taylor Pendrith play, excellent call by you. Morikawa's going to be a tough guy to bet this weekend because he looks a guy just chime off form. And to have that, unless you think he can really turn the page, he just seems off form right now.
Yeah, I don't believe mentally that's it just seems like too steep of a hill to climb there for him. And as much as I love Morikawa, I can't find it within myself to do that. Right? If he's lighting it up day one, day two, maybe I'll kind of buy in. But I mean, you were in a great position on Saturday, and then just absolutely blew it on Sunday. So as of right now, I am staying away from my guy.
Yeah, and the other regret I have is I was a week early on Scott Stallings.
Yes, you were. So, yes, so you were.
We made the call on Stallings in the first round of the playoffs. Cut, and then he needed to have a miraculous week this week to even make it. I didn't think of Scott Stallings. I said this guy putted. It was a disaster putting. He lost a million strokes Thursday, Friday. Didn't make it, and just I tossed him in my player pool and was just sick that I couldn't get back on. So that one hurt as well. So it was a losing weekend for me with the caveat we got one team through in the Pup Cup. So we got one lottery ticket this weekend to cheer for.
Hell yeah.
We'll go with those golfers tomorrow. And I think next week, as you said, Shami, as you're talking about this, I think next week will be a good week to go through some NFL divisional stuff. Because the 2-week break now between the final preseason games, you know, we can probably do every day one division, go each day do some of the awards. Like, we can, you and I will map out a schedule. We'll be very, very NFL heavy. And as I'm talking about this too, I admit the one sport that I am not locked in on is college football. So we might need to reach out to a college football expert and get some thoughts here going. It starts this weekend. Shyam,
yes,
unbelievable.
It does.
On college football this Saturday.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I have never been as locked in on college football as I have been the NFL. So I think it would be a great idea if we get an expert in here, help us out for week one of college football.
All right, so that's sort of the plan. We'll be here the rest of this week, and then we'll get into the heavy football next week. If you can subscribe to the podcast, it's a huge help to us. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and, of course, the Odyssey app. BetQL Boston there on Twitter. And again, a push to donate to the Jimmy Fund if you can these next couple of days. If you maybe won some bucks on Taylor Pendrith or you faded Scott Stallings 1 week and bet on the next week, smarter than I was, jimmyfund.org to donate. So you survived the trip to the drive, the back and forth Florida drive. You split up with your girlfriend, Sean? Did you drive the whole thing?
No, we split it up a little bit. So we only had to drive one way. We only had to drive to Florida, then got to fly back, which was nice.
Oh, nice. Good deal.
Yeah. So the drive down was okay. So we kind of made it a halfway drive. So we stopped in Myrtle Beach, stayed at her dad's place,
nice.
And then finished the drive the next day down to Tampa. So day one was tough because right off the bat at like 3:30 in the morning, all four lanes of the highway are shut down just outside of New Haven because a car got in a crash and caught on fire. Traffic was going through the breakdown lane, but we managed to fight through that. We got all the way down and then we just, because of that, the timing didn't work out and we just hit massive rush hour traffic around DC. So that was brutal. But outside of that, I mean, the first half of the drive was, I think, 14 and a half hours that we were in the car or something like that, which was brutal. But the final 8.5 from Myrtle Beach to Tampa was a piece of cake. I still can't get over these stupid country highways where it's like 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. It looks like a back road, and every once in a while there'll be a street light. But it was fun. It was nice. We didn't want to kill each other at any point in time, so I think that was a pretty good job by us.
Do they have good IPAs in the South?
They do. So actually, I hit up a few breweries when I was down in Tampa.
Of course you did.
I got a recommendation list from my buddy Fitzy and our guy over at Vitamin C Brewing, Dino. And so I hit up a couple places. And one place in particular, you can get a flight of every beer that they have available on tap, which is 13 beers, plus their homemade cold brew ice cream. And you can get it all in one flight, and the flight is a giant board shaped like the state of Florida. It was if for anybody who follows me on Instagram, you saw it on my Instagram story this weekend. It was awesome. It was so good, and the beers were delicious. So shout out to CUNY Brewing in Dunedin, Florida.
What's it called?
CUNY.
CUNY Brewing.
CUENI Brewing.
Well, they must do well when the Blue Jays are down there for spring training.
Yes, the Blue Jays are local. They have a Phillies, I think, single A or something. The Yankees minor league team is down in that area in spring training and stuff. So they got a lot going on for baseball down there, which is cool.
All right, that's excellent story time. Hopefully we'll have some more stories heading into these last couple weeks of summer. Subscribe to the podcast. Check us out there on social media. Shyam, excellent job. We'll be back on the hard line tomorrow. We'll get connected the rest of the week. Thank you, buddy. Great work.
Can't wait, Mud. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.